Dear friends in Christ, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Only 2 days ago, we heard the cry of triumph from Jesus, "It is finished," as Jesus completed his work on the cross. Today, this Easter day, do you know what happens? What happens as the dawn's fingers break the grip of darkness and light begins to spread through the eastern sky? Do you know what happens as the earth trembles and cracks begin to appear in death's icy surface? Do you know what happens as our Lord walks forth from the tomb? What happens? New life begins. Today I'm going to get you to participate in the sermon. Every time I ask you what happens, I ask you to respond, "New life begins." What happens? Yes, new life begins, and death has begun to lose his grip on this world and all its people. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and the sins of the world have been hurled into the depths of the sea, buried in the depths of the tomb, forgiven, remembered no more. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and the earthquake, which has its epicenter at the tomb outside Jerusalem, is sending ripples of new creation into the entire world, into the whole cosmos. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and the angels have been sent on assignment from heaven to earth with the best good news that ever humans had the privilege to hear. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and the massive tombstone has been flipped aside like a pebble so that the women and the disciples can see for themselves where once a body lay. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and Mary is about to be met by the Messiah and have her name spoken into life and her mourning turned to joy. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and the wrappings of death are lying neatly folded and empty. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and a shame-faced denier called Peter is about to be embraced, about to be lifted and forgiven and transformed and sent without fear. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and prodigals are coming home dressed in the best robe by their father, and the feast is beginning. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and hearts of stone are being surgically removed and replaced with hearts of flesh. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and the Holy Spirit is being poured into these hearts of flesh. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and two disciples about to have their hearts ignited by a roadside conversation with an unrecognized stranger. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and Thomas, the hardcore skeptic, is about to get hands-on evidence. What happens? Yes, new life begins, and the word peace takes on a whole new meaning. New life begins as Jesus breathes life into his disciples. New life begins, and you are risen to life. New life begins, and your sins are forgiven. New life begins, and Jesus breathes his Holy Spirit into you. And now you too can walk with the risen Jesus. And you too have news to tell, which is too good to keep to yourself. What happens this Easter morning?
New life begins.
Yes, new life begins because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.